William, well batted, a perfect warm-up game for you.
Yeah, it would go as far as saying perfect, but it was a really good run out, and it was a good win. I think to bowl on that wicket and restrict them to under 140 was a very good effort, especially after they did get off to a bit of a start. There was a couple of big overs in the first six, so to claw them back through the middle and even put pressure on them in the stage when we weren't taking wickets was great, and that showed at the end. There was a few fantastic spells in there, and I'm not quite sure of figures, but Cousy can't have gone for any more than fours, and he had Mertz up front as well. There's probably lads I haven't singled out there, Dockers, whoever, but it was a fantastic effort.
Yeah,
by all the boys.
2 for 14.
2 for 4.
Superb performance from him, and good they have back, and gives you plenty of options, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And you got Kevy hasn't bowled there, and Mooners hasn't bowled, so you got two seamers that have played in the top six that haven't bowled, and Kevy's been a great performer for us in this format in 2020 stuff. So it's great when you go through a game and restrict the team to a below par score, and he doesn't bowl.
And what about your own form? You looked to be striking it pretty well there.
Yeah, so it's obviously just getting used to acclimatising when we got out here in terms of adjusting to the pitches and stuff. But yeah, it's nice to spend a bit of time in the middle, and obviously nice to see at home as well. So it's pleasing, but it's good to be moving forward in the game and hopefully take that into the tournament, as haven't scored any runs in the tournament yet.
And it must be good for the side that two of your bigger players, Kevin and Paul, didn't really contribute today, and you have still batted very well.
Yeah, exactly. I think a good little partnership there with Nobby to set it up, and even Kev did come in and he still struck a 200. Like he gave us a good bit of impetus there. It was 13 off 6 balls or something like that, and that's a good over in this format. Obviously he'd be disappointed, probably all the batters would be slightly disappointed when they got out up front the first couple of wickets, so that's one of the things we can keep working on. But yeah, it's pleasing to see that total home of 4 down, or 5 down maybe it was in the end, but not 4 down, wasn't it? 4 down, so that's a pleasing thing. And obviously when I said it's not a perfect performance, we'd have liked to have done that with 2 overs to spare, and I think we're in a position to do that. So to take it down to the last was slightly disappointing, but it was obviously nice to finish it as well.
Is it a strange sort of tournament with so many qualifiers going through? Does the pressure off a wee bit in this, in terms of like 6 qualifiers seems a hell of a lot?
I think it would be a big mistake. It is in theory a lot of qualifiers out of 16 teams, but I think it would be a big mistake to look at it like that. I think that if we can keep our heads on and don't look at it like that, we're coming into the tournament to win it, not just to qualify. So we've got a few pretty tough games up front, and we know we've got Namibia in our first game, who really hit the ground running last year, or the last qualifying tournament. They had 7 wins from 7 in the group stage. They're a very dangerous side in this format, and we know only too well ourselves what they can do.